He had prepared himself to die prior to the initial execution date of May 16th, and he now, again, wants to make the final preparations necessary to be ready to die on Monday.
Attorney Rob Nye, speaking Thursday after his client Timothy McVeigh abandoned further legal efforts to delay his own execution. Dan Shore joins us. Morning, Dan.
Hi, Scott.
There was a move last night by a defense in an unconnected case to have the execution scheduled for Monday videotaped to depict what they consider cruel and unusual punishment. Federal appeals court rejected that. How do you react on this weekend to the idea of videotaping an execution?
Well, you could see the TV networks already practically slavering at the prospect of being able to show the lethal injection maybe 100 times or so. Well, I'll tell you, in policy terms, I think that videotaping executions is probably a bad idea. McVeigh himself seemed to like the idea. He accepted it. There are people who would literally die for that kind of media attention. Mm-hmm. There is reason to fear copycatting by self-designated martyrs to one cause or another. And so I think if you show that, you would increase the likelihood of some other act of terrorism.
The McVeigh execution is occurring at a time when, according to the public opinion polls, more Americans, not a majority by any means, but more Americans are questioning at least some of the features and fine points of the death penalty. Not outright doubts necessarily, but some reservations about it.
Well, it's true. If you read the opinion polls, most Americans continue to favor capital punishment. Mm-hmm. But there are a couple of considerations that may at this point be worth raising. Mm-hmm. One is that fear of copycatting that I mentioned, and that is that capital punishment for some people is a welcome way of becoming very famous, if only for a moment. Mm-hmm. The other thing that should be mentioned, I think, is that there are many countries that will not extradite suspects if they face a death penalty when they're brought back to the United States. Now, mm-hmm. the Justice Department only this past week had to agree not to seek the death penalty in the case of James Kopp, you remember, mm-hmm. accused of murdering an abortion doctor in upstate New York,
right.
And France refused to deliver him if he faced a death penalty, and the Justice Department had to agree that he would not face a death penalty. The question now is whether the death penalty is worth it if it puts us out of step with the whole civilized world and means justice denied in the case of terrorists and criminals whom we want to try.
Let me ask you about the goings-on in Congress this week. President Bush put his signature on one of his signature causes. That's the $1.35 trillion tax cut that he, I believe his phrase is, he said it would take down the toll gate on the road to the middle class.
Yeah.
Checks will be in the mail soon, I guess in the fall. But what about after that?
Yeah, but guess what? I'm going to get one of the first of those checks because of my very low Social Security number, which starts with a 05, which means that I'll very soon see that $600 and what am I going to do with all that money?
Lunch next week?
Well, lunch next week, and maybe with you. Who knows?
Well, that was the idea.
All right. I'll tell you, now that President Bush has been going around the country bragging that he did deliver on his very first campaign promise, and a very important one, but now we look at this in the cold light of morning, and people are beginning to wonder about this very massive, this very complicated bill, with all the backloading of it, things that won't happen for a long time, things that will sunset or very soon after they take effect. Time magazine reports under the headline, "Stupid Tax Tricks." This whole business. It refers to all this backloading, sunsetting, and all the tricks that are played with this. Imagine, maybe I'm being personal about this, imagine you repeal the estate tax, and the repeal is only good for the year 2010. Starts at the beginning of that year, ends at the end of that year. Now, for an heir to get it all, his father has to die during that year.
Oh. Oh my! I see where you're going with this. Yes.
Are you thinking there are going to be some nervous conversations between father and son as the year 2010 approaches? All right. Now, aside from that, there's a lot of talk in Congress, both sides of the aisle, that this thing will have to be revisited, either to change it, or to make it work, or whatever. Well, I think we're not finished with that bill yet.
Let me ask about the change in the Senate this week, of course, because power changed hands. Literally, Senator Tom Daschle of South Dakota became the majority leader. The votes at the same time, though, did not change. The Republicans obviously couldn't count on Senator Jeffords of Vermont before.
That's true.
What is going to change?
Well, it's been said a lot of times. I guess maybe it has to be said again. What changes basically is the agenda-setting function, mm-hmm. which is controlled by the majority leader and by the committee chairs. We have never quite realized until now how much power there is in the hands of a few people to change what happens in the Senate. But let's be a little bit more concrete. The majority leader, Tom Daschle, said that after education, which they're working on now, the first bill up will be the patient's bill of rights. Mm-hmm. Why does he want that to be the first thing up? Well, you see, there is a bill there, and Daschle said he's not going to take any more guff from the White House on it, no more compromises. Whose bill is that? That is sponsored by a couple of people who include Senator Ted Kennedy and Senator John McCain, Republican, mm-hmm. at least formerly Republican. This is an opportunity.
He's still a Republican. He's reported to be contemplating.
That's right. He's very deep in contemplation most of the time when he's not talking. that's to say, why do you think it is necessary to bring this bill up first? Because it's a very good opportunity to drive another little wedge between McCain and the Bush White House, you see? Yeah. And so there you go. They'll do a lot of that. I also think there are going to be a lot of bills not passed. There are going to be a lot of looking around for saying, we didn't pass it because it's your fault, and a lot of fault finding. And I think we're going to have a very strange session.
The administration, though, still has some arrows in its quiver, doesn't it, that they can use to change their legislative strategy?
Well, so far the
Camp David weekends and stuff.
Camp David. I must say here you have John McCain, who seems to be a big problem to the White House, had a weekend with Senator Daschle. I got him invited to dinner at the White House along with their wives this time. Mm-hmm. Well, I guess one of the first things that happened after the Senator Jeffords switch is that the Republican naysayer will not be taken for granted anymore. Moderates will not be taken mm-hmm. for granted. They are all the tendency to think we don't have to worry about all these people, we run everything, that's gone. Mm-hmm. They're going to run a little more scared and perhaps a little more carefully.
President Bush makes his first official trip to Europe, I believe, even in fact, only his second personal one. He'll meet with Russian President Putin. What do you see the highlights?
You know, by the way, I was in California this past week, and one of the things they said that President Bush had been to California the week before, his yeah. third foreign trip. All right. I think what the president has to do is to overcome the deep resentment over his policies that are running through about, like, having renounced the treaty, Kyoto Treaty, on global warming. So mm-hmm. now he says he really does care about global warming. He's have to overcome a great deal of sense in Europe that the United States wants to go it alone. I think probably the highlight will be trying to sell his national missile defense plan, mm-hmm. On which the administration now says it wants to launch a crash effort to deploy a handful of missiles by 2004, the last year of the present term of the president, even if it means deploying the missiles without testing them. You deploy first, you test later. That's the new way you do things. Well, he has to also convince the Europeans not only that they like the plan, but that he can get the plan through the Senate, where the Senate Democratic right. leadership is against it. So he has his work cut out for him. Beyond that, you know, he's going to say, don't mind about the talk about pulling American troops out of Europe. We love Europe. We love NATO, and, you know, whatever.
Okay. Thanks very much, Dan Shore.